You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With an increase of 8.1% in the nation's unemployment rate, there are now at least 82,000 young New Zealanders aged between 15 and 24 years who are currently unemployed, not in education or in training. These individuals are grouped into a category known as NEETs. The national unemployment rate is the highest it's been since the impact of COVID-19 in mid-2021 and is expected to increase beyond 5% by next year. I spoke to Social Development and Employment Minister Louise Upston about the current measures and future plans the government has to slow down the increasing rates of NEETs. What are the key factors contributing to the current high rates of youth unemployment and the increase in not employed, educated and trained?
Well, what we do know is when the economy is in tough times and unemployment is rising, young people, unfortunately, are often those who are affected the first. And that's why getting young job seekers connected to employment is such a priority for me.
What immediate actions is the government taking to address the youth unemployment crisis?
So we've got a job seeker reduction target. We want to reduce the number on job seeker benefit by 50,000 with a particular focus on young people. So what we have done already is if a person goes on to the unemployment benefit, within the first 2 weeks, making sure they have a seminar, kōrero mahi, and they create a plan of the steps they need to take to help them get a job, with job coaches working with a young person to assist them, taking the steps they need and to support them on their employment search. And we want to make sure that we have a welfare system that's far more active and is able to support a young person and address the individual challenges that they face. So a very comprehensive plan around how we support more young job seekers back into work.
How are you addressing the unique challenges faced by marginalised youth, including Māori and Pacifica communities, in accessing employment opportunities?
So it's a very individualised approach by having young people come in to Work and Income to understand what their needs are, to create a plan with them and to have more involved with community coaching. It does allow us to have that very one-on-one individualised support for those who have more significant challenges. We're very clear about the need to support more young people into employment, and that's why it's a significant priority for me.
And how do you measure the effectiveness of these programs and what results have you seen so far?
So many of the programs that MSD fund are measured for their effectiveness, and we will be ensuring that the programs that are effective get the funding. Those that are not effective will be stopped. And what I have made clear to MSD is that we are measuring on a more frequent basis so that we know we are supporting more people with the things they need. And of course, the obvious measure will be the number of young people on the job seeker benefit reducing. At the moment, it's just under 40,000, which is a significant number and far too many.
Given the link between unemployment and mental health, what support is being provided to young people struggling with mental health issues?
So one of the things, obviously, that we will identify with those two-week seminars when someone first comes onto a benefit is what are the challenges they face, and being able to see what opportunities are available to connect them with mental health support. And I'm working closely with the Minister of Mental Health because we do know for far too many young people that is the barrier.
And that was Social Development and Employment Minister Louise Upston about the increasing rates of New Zealand youth that are not employed, not in education or in training.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.